Service here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. I'd like to invite you to take your Bible and turn to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. We're going to continue our study on the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 22, verse number 15. I'd like for us to read from verses 15 down to verse number 19. The title of our sermon tonight is The Blessings of Walking by Faith in Obedience to God's Word. The blessings, plural, of the blessings of walking by faith in obedience to God's Word. Verse 15 reads, "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, or vowed, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. And I ask, O God, that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher this evening, would bring glory and honor to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. O God, I pray that you would meet each one at that point of spiritual need. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Abraham was a man that knew how to walk by faith, and this was evident in his willingness to leave his hometown of Ur and follow God's guidance to the land of Canaan. But also, it was evident in his willingness to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice to God. And Abraham summed up that event or that challenge as an opportunity to worship. Note then verse number 5 of Genesis 22, that he said, "I and the lad will go yonder and worship." God's intervention and blessing upon Abraham's life is evident not only in the fact that God restored his son to him, but also God promised him further blessings. God bestowed upon this man of God further blessings as a result of his obedience. Note there verse number 18, the word obeyed. Can you see that? This is the first time the word obeyed is in the Bible. Very first time. Note the phrase, obeyed my voice. This is God speaking to Abraham. "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." The very first time. You know me, I get very excited. Things mentioned for the first time, there's a reason. And there's a teaching within that first mention that is foundational and carries on throughout the rest of the Scriptures. Though we see obedience up until this point, but we also see disobedience. So we see disobedience exemplified, we see obedience exemplified, but here in Genesis chapter 22, for the very first time, we read the word obey, obeyed. And God commended Abraham for his obedience. And note the phrase there in verse 18 where God said, "Thou hast obeyed my voice." That's worthy of underlining. Obeyed my voice. Obeyed my voice. This stresses the fact, and this is the core teaching when it comes to obedience in the Scriptures that carries through the rest of the Scriptures, is that obedience belongs to God. Obedience belongs to God. Now, we could have read obedience in the context of obeying our civil authorities. We could have read in the Scriptures obedience in the context of obeying our parental authorities or our spiritual authorities. But note here that for the very first time the word obey is mentioned, and it's in relation to obedience to the voice of God. And that teaches us the seed truth, a core truth concerning obedience. When you and I obey, when you and I exercise obedience, ultimately it is obedience to God. And when we fail to obey, we are reflecting disobedience to, talk to me, God. Obeyed my voice. Obedience belongs to God. We owe it to Him first and foremost. And that obedience to God will result in rich blessings from God. So obedience belongs to God. And the first mention of the word obey, obeyed, is in reference to obedience to God. And God commended the obedience of Abraham and said, "You have obeyed my voice. And therefore I will bless you." Now I want us to note that God's blessings are never capped. It's blessings, plural. And God pronounced a number of blessings upon Abraham because this man of faith reflected his faith in his God by obeying the word of God. God's blessings are not capped. They are ongoing for the child of God that chooses to walk by faith in obedience to the word of God. When you and I obey God's word, that in a sense is a exercise, a demonstration of faith in God by obeying His word. Obedience and faith go hand in hand, do they not? They're not separate. So when we read of the great men and women of God in the pages of Scripture that walk by faith, we see exemplified in their faith obedience in some measure. So Abraham, by faith, surrendered his son according to the word of God, and that involved faith. That faith was fleshed out in obedience. Obedience in the word of God. Let's note some extended blessings that God anointed Abraham with within these verses because of his obedience. Note the wording there in verse 16 where God said to Abraham through the angel of the Lord, he said, note then verse 16, "By myself have I sworn I have vowed, I will promise you. This word translated sworn is a very strong, binding, eternal commitment. In other words, God is saying to Abraham, because you have obeyed my voice, I vow to you. I vow to you, Abraham, that I'm going to bless you. I'm going to place my blessings upon you. So God makes that commitment to Abraham. And I'd like for us to note these blessings this evening. I'd like for us to note some blessings, plural, that God will bestow upon your life. And God vows and makes that commitment to you and I that if we will obey His voice, His blessings upon us will be manifold. God will bless us. The first principle of blessing I'd like for us to know is found in verse 15. Look at verse 15, where it reads, "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said," the blessing of revelation. The blessing of revelation. God's word came unto Abraham the second time. Why did the word of the Lord come unto Abraham the second time? Because Abraham obeyed the first time. He was obedient. God continued to speak to Abraham in a very personal way. Note the word in there, verse 16, once again, the phrase, "By myself have I sworn." Very personal. Before the scriptures were fully given, God gave His word by dreams at different times, but predominantly by direct revelation. So this was an honor for Abraham to have God speak to him for the second time. But for you and I that are within the New Testament economy, we have the complete Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all contained here, everything that we need to know. We don't have in the Bible everything that we would like to know, but we have within the Bible everything that we need to know. So don't worry too much about what God has not revealed. Be more concerned about what God has revealed. And your responsibility and my responsibility to obey the Word of God. And if we will obey the Word of God, if we will obey His voice, God will speak unto you and I the second time, the third time, and the fourth time, and so on. God speaks through His Word. His Word is a living Word. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it uses the Old English word quick. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper. The word quick there is an Old English word which means alive. The Word of God is living. The Word of God speaks. But may I say to you, my friend, if we are to have God's Spirit illuminate the Word of God to our hearts, we need to be walking in obedience to Him. That is a blessing. One of the many blessings that God will bestow upon the obedient child of God is illumination, is understanding from the Word of God. When we walk in the will of God, as Abraham did, and we obey His voice, then God will come to us the second time. Let me ask you this evening, does God seem silent at the moment? Distant? Absent? The problem is not with God. It's our problem. See, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible teaches us that the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. That followed what? Obedience. Jonah got right with God. And then once again he heard the voice of God. And let me tell you why some of us are not hearing from God, and when we read our Bible, it just seems like God is not speaking. It's because we have within our soul a spirit of disobedience. That blockage is disobedience. And if we will obey His voice, there will be revelation, so to speak. No, not new revelation, but God's Holy Spirit will take the Word of God and give life to the Word of God, and God will teach us from His Word. But there needs to be obedience. And it could well be that your quiet time is dry and dull and boring because in your heart of hearts there is a spirit of disobedience. There's something in your heart that needs to be addressed. And that's why you're not hearing from God. See, those that walk with God, those that obey His voice, will hear from God. See, it's no coincidence that the word of the Lord came unto Abraham the second time. And for you and I that have the pages of Scripture, we're referring to the issue of understanding and illumination, where God gives us understanding and God speaks to our heart. But also note then verse 17 and 18 that God not only promises, vows to Abraham that I will make my word known unto you, I will give you understanding, but we see here in verses 17 and 18 a reassurance of God's promises. God confirmed His covenant with Abraham and to Abraham's descendants because Abraham obeyed the voice of God. And God said to Abraham, note then verse 17 once again, that in blessing individuals, I will bless you. I will bless your obedience. Now this is a general affirmation upon Abraham's life in a spiritual sense, and that is that all that you touch, Abraham, spiritually speaking, will turn into gold. Because I'm going to bless you. You know why I'm going to bless you? Because you are obedient to my word. You've obeyed my voice. Can you say this evening that God has blessed you in your home? Could you say this evening that God has blessed you in your workplace, in your ministry, in your study? My friend, this evening, the child of God that obeys the voice of God will have the blessings of God upon them. And God said to Abraham, in blessing, I want to bless and I'm going to bless you personally, Abraham. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God's blessing are there to be bestowed upon the obedient child of God. The obedient child of God will warrant the blessings of God. Can you honestly say that God's blessing you? Blessing your studies, blessing your work, blessing your ministry. Blessings upon blessings are the fruit of obedience. But also note then verse 17 that he said, in blessing I will bless thee. Then in multiplying or in multiplication, I will multiply thy seed. Thy seed as the stars of the heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore. So God gives to Abraham not only revelation, God continues to speak to Abraham in a very personal way because of his obedience, but also God reassures him of his promises. He said, I'm going to bless you. And then he also said here, that I'm going to multiply thy seed. God promised Abraham that his family would grow and become great, equating his seed as to the stars of the heaven, which are countless, and the sand which is upon the seashore, which is countless. I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to cause your family, Abraham, to be fruitful. Look at chapter 12, please, verses 1, 2, and 3. Genesis 12. Genesis 12, verse 2. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Look at chapter 13, please. Genesis 13. Look at verse 16. I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust or the dirt of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Then look at chapter 15, please, verse 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Look at chapter 26 in Genesis 26, please. Verse 4. 26, verse 4. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. One more, chapter 32, please. Chapter 32, verse 12. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. So God promised Abraham that I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to multiply your family. Abraham, you will be fruitful. Why? Because you have obeyed my voice. I will bless everything that you touch because you've obeyed my voice. My friend, this evening, do you want to be fruitful? Do you want to have a fruitful Christian life? Do you want to have a fruitful family? Would you like to have a fruitful ministry? Would you like to be fruitful? Talk to me. Obey the voice of God. When God speaks, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth. I'm here to listen. I'm here to obey. And God said to Abraham, I'm going to multiply. And in multiplying, I'm going to multiply your life. Because you've obeyed my voice. New Testament equivalent is found there in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. It talks about being filled with the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and neither being barren nor unfruitful. I will multiply thy seed. God will bless, cause us to be fruitful. We obey His voice. God gives us the reassurance of that promise. God promises to bless all that we do. It was Jabez who prayed in 1 Chronicles 4:10, O Lord, bless me indeed. And the Bible teaches us in verse 10 that God granted his request. And God will grant your request for blessing upon your home and upon your life if you will obey his voice. But go back to Genesis chapter 22, please. That God gives to Abraham a further reassurance. He reassures him of blessing. He reassures him that he will be fruitful. But also note here at the end of verse 17 that Abraham, thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. I'm not only going to bless you, Abraham, I'm going to multiply your seed. But Abraham's descendants will be victorious over the cities of the Canaanite enemies. In other words, God promised Abraham, this man of God that obeyed the voice of God, God promised him victory. And ultimately this promise was fulfilled within the leadership of Joshua. If you go to Joshua, please, chapter 11. Joshua chapter 11, concerning the possession of the land. Under the hand of Joshua. Note there in Joshua chapter 11. Joshua 11, verse number 23. Joshua 11, verse 23. And the Bible reads, "So Joshua took what? The whole land. According to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel. According to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war." So God promised Abraham, he said, I promise you, you will be blessed. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to cause you to be fruitful. Your family will be vast. It'll be more than the stars of the heavens, the sands upon the seashore, but also I'm going to give you victory over your enemies. Victory. My friend, warfare is a part of the Christian life. And victory is promised to the obedient child of God. In Psalm 98 verse 1, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory." For you and I that obey the Word of God, we will walk in victory. Would you like to walk in victory? Would you like to have a Christian life that is reflecting victory? My friend, it comes via obedience. Obedience to the Word of God leads to victory. There are many of God's people, unfortunately, that are living in defeat. You know why? Disobedience. Oh, Pastor, I just can't get my act together. Disobedience. That's your problem. Disobedience. Obey His voice, and you will have victory over your enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Obedience. That's why we read here in the Scriptures, obedience in the context of God. Obey my voice. That's where victory lies, beloved. Go back to Genesis chapter 22. God is so gracious to Abraham. He reassures him of His promises to him. He said, "I'm going to bless you. I'm going to multiply you, your seed will be vast, you're going to be fruitful, and I'm going to give you victory." But also He said to Abraham, "I'm going to give you influence. I'm going to give you influence." Look at verse 18. "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." So God promised obedient Abraham that through his seed, through the seed of Abraham, through the Jewish people, the whole world will be blessed. And this was ultimately fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest blessing known to man today. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is available to all. That is that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Jesus Christ was buried, and praise God, on day number 3, He arose from the dead. This blessing is for all people. And God said to Abraham that through your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And that was fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Look at Galatians chapter 4, please. Galatians chapter 4, New Testament. Galatians chapter 4. Note then verses, the third verse down to verse 7. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. What for? To redeem them that were under the law, those that were bound by the sentence of the law, which is death, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, no longer a slave to sin, but a son of God. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. That is the blessing. That is the blessing that has come to you and I through the seed of Abraham. Jesus Christ came into the world through the seed of Abraham. And God said to Abraham, because you've obeyed my voice, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. You're going to have worldwide influence. Would you like to be influential? Talk to me. Of course you do. In other words, do you want to have effect upon the world? Talk to me. Of course you do. Obey His voice. Obey His voice. The measure of your obedience will be the extent of your spiritual influence. Quickly, go to the book of Job. Job, just before the Psalms. Well illustrated in the life of Job, a man of great influence, a spiritual man. Note the influence that he had. Job chapter 29, please. Job 29. Job was a spiritual man, went through great testing. But note here the commendation that God gives to this man of God. Job chapter 29, look at verse 7 please. Look at this. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves. And the aged arose. Stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. That's influence. The young were embarrassed to be in Job's presence. The mature in age were speechless. What can we possibly say to this man of God? That's influence. And may God help us to have some spiritual influence. That spiritual influence will be to the extent of our obedience. My friend, this evening, do you want God's blessing on your life? Do you want to be fruitful? Would you like to live in victory? Would you like to influence others for the glory of God and lay up treasure in heaven where moth nor rust doth corrupt? If that's your heart desire, obey His voice. Obey the Word of God. Not my words, but the Word of God. This book is the Word of God. From Genesis all the way to Revelation, there is a blessing upon the Word of God. When God said to Joshua, you are to meditate in my Word day and night and obey it and I will bless you, I will prosper you. life of obedience will warrant God's blessing. Blessings, revelation, God will speak to our hearts. The reassurance of His promises, blessing and fruitfulness and victory and influence. But go back to Genesis 22, one more, and I'll let you go. This is great. Genesis 22, look at verse 19. So Abraham returned unto his young men. Remember, he left them, bottom of the hill. Look at verse 5. Abraham said to his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder." So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. The well of Oath, where he made that commitment to Abimelech. And then the last little statement in verse 19 reads, "And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba." So Abraham returns to Beersheba, and this becomes his permanent home. And may I submit to you, my friend, that a life of obedience leads to rest. Settledness. And this is God's will for each of our lives, to be settled in the will of God. Instead of being changeable and movable, God wants us to be settled. And God gave Abraham a home. Now, Beersheba is south, and Lord willing, on our next trip to Israel, we'll go to Beersheba, where Abraham lived. And that became his home. It's far greener and lush north, but because that was where God had for him, Abraham was a happy man. Abraham was a settled man. He had rest because that was his home. And God was able to lead Abraham to a place of rest. And as the Bible reads, Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. My friend, today, listen to me. Are you listening to me? We have an epidemic, absolute epidemic, of people coming and going, starting and stopping. And we see this amongst God's people. They start something, they quit, they start something else. They move here, they move there, they're everywhere. And all of that is a symptom of a deeper problem. That deeper problem is disobedience. Because an obedient people is a settled people, a grounded people. You'll know where you're meant to be. For Abraham, it was Beersheba. That was where he was meant to be. That became his permanent home. After he had this wonderful spiritual experience with Almighty God, he went back to Beersheba, and the Bible teaches us he dwelt in Beersheba. That was home for Abraham. He had rest. Because we have an epidemic of disobedience amongst God's people, we have an epidemic of people coming and going, stopping and starting. Christians hopping from church to church, but no commitment. Epidemic. Epidemic. We have Christians that start and never finish. All of this is a reflection a heart issue. Disobedience. Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. He had rest. Would you like to have rest? Knowing that you're in the center of God's will. Not looking over, no need to look over the fence and to seek out greener pastures. No, no, Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. Had rest, he was settled. An obedient child of God is a settled child of God. When you have up and downs within the Christian life, that is the evidence of disobedience. Yes, it is. But when you and I are walking in complete obedience to the Word of God, we will have rest. We will know the will of God. And God revealed to Abraham, Beersheba, that's where you are to be. And guess what? Abraham went back to Beersheba, and he dwelt in Beersheba. And Beersheba to this very day is known as the homeland of Abraham. So God blessed Abraham with further blessings. God spoke to him through the Word of God. God gave him reassurance of his promises. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to cause you to be fruitful. I'm going to give you victory over your enemies. I'm going to use you to be an influence over the whole world. And last but not least, God gave Abraham rest. Settled. Because he obeyed the voice of God. Are you settled? A lot of Christians are not settled. Just all over the place, man. You know why? Disobedience. Stopping, starting, not finishing. Might do this, might do that. Touch my mind here, change my mind there. Apply for this, apply for that. Just all over the planet. Why? Disobedience. Disobedience. The first mention of the word obey is right here. And God said to Abraham, because you've obeyed my voice, you obey God's voice this evening, and then you will warrant God's blessings. Rest, the reassurance of His promises, and revelation. God will speak to you through His Word. See, God's blessings, my friend, are not capped. They're not capped. They're ongoing. They will multiply. May God help us this evening to just obey His voice. Then you'll have rest. Then you'll have the reassurance that God's going to bless you. And then God will speak to you through His living Word. And all of God's people said, let's have every head bowed, every eye closed.